The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Like many families across the country, the Murugappans were glued to the election coverage on Saturday night. But the Murugappans, otherwise known as the Bilawila family, had more riding on the result than most. Joining us now to explain why is a family friend who spearheaded the Home to Bilawila campaign, Angela Fredericks. Thanks for joining us, Angela.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Okay, so for those who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about the Murugappans and why they were so eagerly anticipating the result of this election?
Absolutely. So Priya and Nadez, they both separately came to Australia as asylum seekers back in 2013. And when they were here, they moved to our town in Bilawila, where they met, they got married, they went on to have two beautiful children. Nadez worked in our local meatworks, and they were just part of our community. And then just over 4 years ago, on the 5th of May, they were taken in a dawn raid, and they were taken to Melbourne Detention Centre. And from there, they have lived through 4 years of hell. So they've been moved from Melbourne to Darwin, to Christmas Island, now in Perth. And through that time, they have been fighting to keep their safety and to not be forced back to danger in Sri Lanka. Mm.
And tell us a little bit about the campaign to bring them back to Bilawila and what response it had been getting from the previous Morrison government.
Mm. So the Home to Billow movement was a grassroots movement that kicked off here in Bilawila, and it was just a few of us that just wanted to fight for our friends. And before we knew it, it was a national campaign. Over the 4 years, so talking to Mr. Morrison's government, we kept hitting brick walls. Very few would actually come and speak to us. We did, however, have support from several of the backbenchers in the LNP party, as well as, you know, the head of the Nationals at the time, Barnaby Joyce. And so we knew that there were people within that party that did want to do the right thing. However, you know, compassion or humanity was preventing the one person in power, which was a Minister for Immigration, from intervening. So now with a change of government, we believe them intervene.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what happened when it was announced that Anthony Albanese had won on Saturday night and he'd be Australia's next Prime Minister. How were the Murugappans feeling in that moment?
Oh, so when we had confirmation it was happening, we hopped on a video call with them and we got to say the words, "You are coming home." And Priya and Nadez, you could just see the relief wash over them. You know, 20 plus years of trauma to finally be told you are safe. And so they were just so relieved, so happy, so emotional at knowing that they were going to raise their girls in a place where they weren't going to be persecuted for getting an education. They were going to get to participate in a democracy. They were going to get to grow up and hopefully grow very old. So much was riding on that news that Anthony Albanese was elected.
Yeah, wow. I can only just imagine what that must have felt like for everybody involved. And so do you have any idea of when they might be resettled in Billow?
So at the moment, we're waiting on a Minister for Immigration to be announced and then sworn in, and then we can start having the conversation about logistics. However, our hope here in Bilawila is we would love to have them back for Tanika's 5th birthday, which is on the 12th of June. So Tanika was taken from us when she was 9 months old. She has spent every birthday in detention. She continues to be in community detention as we speak. So what an amazing moment on her 5th birthday if she could be free and be in her home in Bilawila.
Wow, it'd be the biggest party Bilawila has ever seen, I reckon. A family friend, Angela Fredericks, thank you not only for your time on the West Live this morning, but for your tireless work campaigning for the Murugappans to return to their home in Australia, to a community that they've become a very important part of. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Ben.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.